Hello, everyone. This is In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie, and I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And we are embarking on episode 247 in our quest to learn more about how to be like Jesus. And that's the goal of what we're doing here. And we're not doing this for money, obviously, because you guys have sent us zero donations. We're not doing this for fame because I'm not even sure how many listeners we have, but we're grateful for every one of you. And if you would like to let us know that you're listening, you can do so by shooting us an email at inthewordpodcast@gmail.com. That's inthewordpodcast@gmail.com. So the last couple episodes, we've been discussing faith versus trust. We've been trying to come up with a practical way of addressing the subject of faith without over-spiritualizing it, without making it a meme, without going into all the churchiosity jargon and, you know, kind of abstract definitions of faith. Faith is really something that I think should be a lot more within the realm and the reach of believers. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be something that's out there in the stratosphere. What do you think about that?
I have two questions for you that I'm not sure if they're really on the lesson. It's about faith.
Okay.
But my questions are, how do I know if I'm actually having faith? And number two, if I still have doubts or anxiety, or like when someone comes to me and say, so-and-so is sick, you need to pray for them. And then you start feeling uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. If I have that, does that mean I'm not having faith in the Lord? I'm not trusting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any
doubt or any
negative,
or any hesitancy.
Right.
I feel like this from my understanding of scripture. I think about the man who wanted to be healed, and he said, "Lord, I believe," and he helped my unbelief. Mm-hmm. I think that represents a lot of people.
But that's unsaved people primarily, right? Or would you?
Yeah. I think the principle applies both ways. You know, I think we all struggle at times with believing God, mm-hmm. Especially if it's something that has overwhelming odds against us.
Right.
I think we struggle with believing God because I think most of us would agree completely that we know that God can do it,
right?
Whatever it is.
Right.
Where the doubt comes in is if God will do it. Mm-hmm. Is it God's will? Will he do it? When will he do it? How will he do it? I think that's where we struggle.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I think that can doubt and faith coexist? Well, basically, no. But then there is understandable doubt that we all have. I don't know that it's justifiable doubt,
mm-hmm.
but there's understandable doubt. And so I don't think the Lord is going to cast us away because we wonder or we question, you know, we want maybe more proof or something.
Right. Could it be too that we have to grow into that kind of peace, you know, like the more we know the Lord, I'm sure of this, the better I know him, the more I will trust him. But in the meantime, as I try to get to that point, you know, is I don't know.
I think I understand what you're saying. So
I don't want to have that feeling. You know what I mean? I don't want to have feelings of doubt when people, you know, when things like that happen, because God is God, you know what I mean?
Right,
he can do he can do all things. There's nothing too big for him or too. And so it kind of rubs me the wrong way when I think about, why am I not trusting, or why do I have that little anxiety or whatever it is that,
right.
But it is probably more like what you're saying too, that I know he can, but does he want to? Is that his will? Maybe that's the category I fall in.
And I think the struggle, and by the way, just so those of you at home keeping score, we're addressing the second question first. We'll come back to the first question. So we're addressing the second question that you asked. And I think that when the Lord looks at our hearts, he looks at us from the standpoint of love and compassion and always trying to move us forward to do his will. I think the Lord is always looking at how he can get us to agree with him.
Yes.
And to me, that's what faith is about. Mm-hmm. Faith is about agreeing with God.
Yes.
I want to be on the same page. When you look at the model prayer, or sometimes referred to as the disciples' prayer, the Lord's prayer, it's about let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
And the prayer is basically about harnessing God's will, about getting in lockstep with what he wants to do.
Right.
And I think sometimes that's where we struggle. Our faith is in what we want to get out of it. Our belief is, I'm believing God for what I ask him to do. I'm not believing God for what he can do. I'm believing him for what I've asked him to do. And that's a whole different ball game there. And so our faith, it's really more like hope. It's really like a Hail Mary. It's like a long shot. And okay, well, God do what I want him to do. Rather than believing that God can do whatever he wants to do,
right,
and God can do even this if he chooses to,
right,
but it may not be his will. And so I have to decide, all right, I need to make sure that I am employing, you know, 2 Corinthians 12, which talks about, you know, that Paul is basically talking about getting that thorn removed from his flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says that he sought the Lord three times for it. And the Lord told him that, hey, I'm not going to do it. And he said, but don't worry, your weakness is made perfect. Your
strength is made perfect.
Your strength is made perfect
in
your weakness. My strength is made perfect in your weakness, rather. So I'm going to read it exactly since I butchered it. He said here in 2 Corinthians 12:9, and he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. I'm reading the New American Standard.
Right.
I was quoting it or attempting to quote it for the King James
King
version.
James, yeah.
He said, most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I'm well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, he says, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong.
Yes.
So it seems like to me, the Lord is saying in his word that whatever the result is it's not about you. The results are about me. The results are about me pushing my agenda forward. The results are about me getting my will done through you, in you, for you, to my glory. So I think that our prayers need to be redirected towards, Lord, this is what I would like,
and
I know you can, but my trust, my faith is in you, God, the person.
So that whatever he does,
that whatever you do,
I'll be at peace with it.
And it's going to be the best thing, right?
It's going to be the best thing.
I will be at peace. Help me to be at peace.
Be at
I may
peace.
Not be at
yeah,
peace
exactly.
immediately, but I'm right. saying help me to be at peace.
Yes.
And I believe that he can do that. So next time we'll answer question number one. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Amen.